Hi, welcome to the Talkin' Greyhounds podcast for Wednesday, January 25. Simon Harrison with you. Stuart Turner, good afternoon.
Hi, Simon. How are you going today?
Very well, thanks, Stu. Well, it's been a big week of greyhound racing, especially at Wentworth Park last Saturday night. And the Group 1 Paws of Thunder going to this Victorian Shimmer Bar.
That's right. We saw the arrival of a potential superstar at Wentworth Park last Saturday night. I think, Simon, with Shimmer Bar's victory in the Paws of Thunder. Shimmer Bar producing a terrific late surge to pit clocks ticking. Looked in charge for two-thirds of the race, but couldn't quite get the job done. But look, hats off to Shimmer Bar and his trainer, Andrea Daly. Of course, Team Daly, no stranger to Group 1 success. Shimmer Bar, only 23 months old, Simon. 9 wins from 13 starts now. And looking at a possible superstar, as I said. I tipped Falcon's Fury on the podcast last week. He paid for a bit of a slow start, unfortunately. Still put in a good run to finish third. And both he and Shimmer Bar are back at Wentworth Park this Saturday night for the Group 1 National Derby Heat. So they might have a rematch of the Paws of Thunder final in that series. Wouldn't that be fantastic? But look, a great win for Shimmer Bar. A well-deserved success.
And the Group 2 on the card was the Summer Distance Plate. Burn One Down getting beaten here by Dublin Bull.
Yeah, that's right. Burn One Down, the superstar Victorian, was the red-hot favourite for this one. But just like in the heat, Simon, he paid for a slow start. He rattled home, but he couldn't quite catch Dublin Bull, who led all the way around, really producing an immaculate run to win this one for trainer Jeff Britton. And a really well-deserved victory for Dublin Bull. That was his 7th group final. Been a really honest chase of this greyhound, and he's got that group win. Fully deserved triumph. A terrific effort for him. Well done to Dublin Bull and his trainer, Jeff Britton.
Now, you mentioned the National Derby heats, which will be run at Wente on Saturday night. And as you said, we'll see Shimmer Bar and Falcon's Fury going head-to-head again.
We will. The big races are coming thick and fast at the moment, aren't they? We've got the Group 1 National Derby and Futurity Heat at Wentworth Park this Saturday. Now, the Derby, of course, open to the best young male greyhounds around, the Futurity for the best females, two great series in prospect. Good mix of locals and interstate hopefuls in contention for this one. As we mentioned, Shimmer Bar and Falcon's Fury looking two of the big chances in the Derby. Along with Lightning Frank, the recent winner of the Group 1 Silver Chief Classic. I'm going to throw in a value chance for this one, Parkman. Better Force Lloyd, who's got Box 8 in the 15th of the Derby. Been racing really well at Wentworth Park recently. I think he offers a bit of value. There's also four strong heats of the Futurity as well. I'm going to go here with Little Nangar, who was a terrific winner at Wentworth Park last Saturday night. Got bags of ability. She's built a decent record so far for Dennis Barnes. She jumps from Box 5 in the first heat of the Futurity. The final of both those series are on Saturday, February the 4th, and they should both be crackers, Simon.
Okay, so Little Nango I want to look out for in the National Futurity Heat this Saturday night. In Victoria on Saturday night, we've got the Group 2 Warrigal Cup.
We do, and I really cannot wait for this race. It is one of the most mouth-watering races you'll find anywhere, and absolutely starts to be filled for this one. And it's going to be a busy night for Jason Thompson because he's got 4 of the 8 contenders in this race, including Aston Bolero in Box 6, the superstar appearing in his 12th group final. What an incredible achievement that is. You've also got the likes of Ando's Max, the Melbourne Cup winner in Box 2. Aqua Cheetah, another one of Jason's greyhounds, the national sprint champion from last year in Box 4. Zabdon Ferrari, the Super Queenslander, who was devastating in the heat, jumping from Box 5 as well. Look, you can make a case for most of these. I'm going to go with Aston Bolero, still racing incredibly well after 73 starts. I think we can win this one, but gee, it's going to be an absolutely cracking race on Saturday night. And we must mention as well, Simon, over in WA, we've got one of the biggest series of the year out there on Saturday night at Cannington, the Group 1 Sky Racing Perth Cup over the 520 metres. I'm going to go with one of the locals in this one, Pepper Fire, trained by Chris House, who's been brilliant recently. She's got Box 4 in Heat 3 for this one. We've also got the heats of the Group 2 Sky Racing Galaxy Cup for the Stayers over the 715 metres over there. Look, this one looks pretty close, but I'm going to go for that man, Jason Thompson, to be celebrating this one as well because he's got Trip to Eden who's gone over to WA for this one. Trip to Eden got box two in the second heat. Another greyhound banging form at the moment. I reckon Trip to Eden can get the win in that one. So got loads to look forward to at the moment. We've certainly got plenty to enjoy, Simon. Some cracking racing wherever you look at the moment. And look, it's just a great time to be involved in greyhound racing.
And where do we get all the info from, Stu?
Well, you can get all your fields, form, news and expert picks at thedogs.com.au.
Good on you, Stewie. Always good to talk to you. Enjoy the week ahead and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
I'm looking forward to it already, mate. You take care.